Welcome to MathEI with Mike. Today we're diving into some fascinating research on large language models, specifically what's being called O1-like LLMs. Think OpenAI's models and similar.
Right, and it's all about this new phenomenon they're calling overthinking. It's like these powerful LLMs are using way too much brain power, generating tons of tokens, even for simple problems like, 2 + 3 =
It's like they're writing a novel to answer a yes-no question. This paper, from late December 2024, is apparently the first to really define and analyze this. They call it overthinking.
Exactly. They build these long, complex chains of thought, exploring multiple solutions, often without actually improving the accuracy of the final answer. It's wild.
So, they're spinning their wheels, essentially, wasting computational resources for minimal gain.
Pretty much. The research shows the later solutions in these chains rarely add much value. The correct answer usually pops up right away in the first solution. And the different approaches? Often just rehashing the same logic, not really exploring diverse perspectives.
I see. Interesting. So how do they measure this overthinking?
They've introduced two new efficiency metrics. One is outcome efficiency, which looks at the ratio of tokens needed for the first correct answer compared to the total tokens generated. A low score, overthinking. Then there's process efficiency, which measures the ratio of tokens that actually contribute diverse solutions to the total. Low score there means lots of repetition, not much creative problem solving.
Got it. So what's the solution to this LLM overthinking?
Well, the paper explores some innovative strategies using self-training and preference optimization. They're trying to teach the models to be more concise and efficient without needing external data. It's pretty cutting-edge stuff.
So they're using the model's own output to train itself to be better. Fascinating. What techniques are they using?
Things like SFT, self-training, DPO, direct preference optimization, RPO, reinforcement preference optimization, and SIMPO, simple preference optimization. They're basically training the model to prefer shorter, more efficient responses. They actually found using the longest response as a negative example worked better than a default response.
Interesting. Using the worst-case scenario as a learning tool. Clever.
Exactly. They also developed these clever ways to create the training dataset. One is called FCS, First Correct Solutions, which keeps only the part of the response up to the first correct answer. Another is FCS plus reflection, which adds the second correct solution to encourage more thoughtful but still efficient reasoning. Then there's GDS, greedily diverse solutions. This one adds solutions only if they offer a new perspective.
So cutting the fluff and keeping the good stuff, basically. Did it work?
Surprisingly well. Combining SIMBO with FCS plus reflection significantly reduced the number of tokens generated, like a 48.6% reduction on Math 500, while maintaining or even slightly improving accuracy across a range of tests. They tested on GSM 8K, Math 500, GPQA, even AME. Pretty impressive results.
That's really impressive. It sounds like a major step towards making these LLMs more efficient and less computationally expensive. Thanks for breaking that down for us. Any final thoughts?
Just that this research is really exciting. It shows how we can refine these powerful models to be smarter, not just bigger. It's all about working smarter, not harder, right?
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us on MathEI with Mike. Until next time, keep those algorithms humming. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.